Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are a natural beaut. Oh yeah. Wake up! Grab a brush and put a little makeup! It's Natch Beaut, baby! We're here and we're fired up! I'm already yelling. I've got a few bad iTunes reviews about me yelling, and to that I say, find another pod, baby, because I'm fired up. There are plenty of low-energy, vocal fry lady podcasts you can check out. This is not one of them, okay? Turn the volume down!
You can't tame
You can't tame the beast. If we're talking makeup and skincare, I'm excited about it. Oh, somebody also said I was vain, and I was like, yeah, my podcast is about makeup. This isn't a Save the Kids podcast, okay? This isn't a be a charitable good person.
Yeah.
It's called Natch Beaut, baby. So anyway, let's just get to the point. I'm going to plug natchbeaut.com real quick. That's where the episode guides are. If you're listening to this and you want to go back and reflect upon what we discussed, natchbeaut.com will have the episode guide. Other than that, I have nothing to say because we need to get to the damn guest, baby. Georgia Hartstark is in the studio.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I can't even tell you, like, the huge, profound effect your career has had on my career.
Yeah.
It all started with you having me on Slumber Party, which was my first ever podcast appearance, believe it or not.
I didn't know that. You were so good.
It was just, the moon was aligned,
yeah.
The tides were, I'm telling you, we had the best time on that episode.
Yeah.
And when I had my meeting here at Farrell at the beginning of the year to pitch them Natch Beaut,
yeah.
Dustin said to me, ever since you did that Slumber Party pod, you should have had a podcast.
Yeah.
You slayed it.
I've been telling you, I think everyone needs a podcast. When you're doing my lashes, I'm just like, why the fuck don't you have a podcast?
I mean, you and I were like coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
I remember at one point I was like, I'm going to do one called, you said the name, All the Real Girls, R-E-E-L.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I wanted a female podcast. I'm a very, like, I love women.
Yeah.
I'm pro women. I was in a sorority. I'm all about the female friendships. And I was going to have, like, you come on and talk about your shitty side jobs.
Yeah. Because
I used to be a dog walker, an eyelash person.
Yeah.
I've had a career, baby.
Yeah. Well, you're always like, you're so ambitious. And I love that. I feel like you're like me with that, where it's like, what's next? What can I do?
Always. Fucking I'm a cockroach.
Constantly.
I evolve. The chemicals only make me stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I evolve like a bed bug.
It's a hustle.
Yes.
And it's fucking, once in a while, something fucking hits and
you roll with it.
Yeah.
I'm riding this wave all the
Dude,
way to the shore.
This is it. I fucking know it.
Thank you. Also, thank you for your fan base. Your fan base on My Favorite Murder has really embraced Natch Beaut.
I love it.
From the beginning. I mean,
that's awesome.
I still get daily emails that are like, I found you through My Favorite Murder. I heard your ad and I was intrigued.
Yay.
I tuned in and here I am. So I feel like for some reason, what I'm doing is resonating with the niche of people you have.
Well, they're the best fucking people.
No, like, they really are.
It always blows my mind how fucking cool they are. And it's so many women, you know, it's like
yeah.
probably like 80, 90% women.
Which is, I'm all about those ladies.
So yeah, they're just like the best supportive, most wonderful people.
It's amazing. And I've got to watch your life change and how grateful you are for this. And now I'm getting a tiny amount of it as well. And so just thank you. Thank you to you. Thank you to the Murderinos. And as I was just discussing with you in the green room, there is a new term, Beauterino.
I fucking love it.
Which is the Natch Beaut Murderino crossovers.
Dude. And there's Furterino and you have fucking wonderful Chooch on
yes,
your lap right
now.
Yes,
my stinker.
She is the most amazing dog I've ever met.
I know. We could do a podcast on our pets.
Yeah. Well, that's called the Purrcast.
Yes, exactly.
With Stevie Ray Morris.
Exactly. Or Can I Pet Your Dog?
Yes.
Which is a dog podcast I love. But like I was telling you about my mom and all her cats. I was showing her videos of Elvis. She was loving it. So that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
Today we're here to talk about makeup.
Yes.
Makeup. Makeup. So let's get into the questions.
Okay.
I had some fans submit questions, and we got a lot of stuff to cover. We'll see.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. I picked one. Nothing's too crazy. Obviously, Steven can edit out whatever if we really get personal or we get oversharing.
Oh, please. I'm an oversharer.
I know. I am, too. How can you not be in this business?
It's so much fun.
Do you ever have anxiety about that? Like, in 20 years, everything you've said is, like, archived on the internet? Because I'm having that daily anxiety now, and it's stressful.
There's definitely some stuff. Like, I took down my blog that I, like, wrote in, like, 2007. And actually, I did Lindsay Ames's show, My Diary.
Yep.
And they were like, read a thing. And so I found an old blog post, and I'm like, I'm the most pretentious asshole when I was 27.
Oh, yeah. I was a monster when I was 25.
Yeah.
I mean, I still am, but you really do hit a point in your age. Like, don't, if you're young out there listening to this, don't worry. You will eventually feel much better about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I feel much better about myself today than I did when I was, like, traditionally super hot and young. And, like, you know, I feel much more confident and better. Because with age comes wisdom.
The 30s are the best.
Yes.
I would never go back to my 20s.
Yes. I mean, honestly. Yes. So let's get some questions.
Right.
First question. Georgia, I'm in love with all things vintage makeup and clothing.
Yay.
Do you have any vintage makeup / hairstyle recommendations for a vintage newbie from Paige in Chicago?
I love it. Okay. The vintage thing is so me and I'm obsessed with it.
How did you get into vintage fashion? How did that become your thing?
It was just always, I've been into thrift stores and like vintage, it wasn't vintage, it was just fucking used shit since I was like in junior high. I remember the first thrift store I ever went to was called Tippy Canoe, and they just had, I wish I could go back to there now, it's closed, but I just always loved it. It was just, it's just so unique. No one's ever going to be wearing the same thing as you. There's so much more thought put into the clothes, you know, and so much more individuality, and you can wear something. But so the thing with my vintage clothing thing is you have to find the right time period for your body. So everyone's like, oh, I wish I could wear that, but it's maybe the 50s aren't right for you because the waist is tiny. I can't fucking wear those dresses. Or maybe for me, the 80s, 70s and 80s are perfect for me because I have hips and no boobs, and that was, I guess, a thing. So you have to find the right decade for yourself.
What's my decade?
You're so long. I would say 70s.
Ooh, I love the 70s. Yeah. I played a 70s person in several commercials. My Dos Equis commercial. I'm a 70s lady. Inherent Vice.
Yeah.
Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
We were just watching that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you saw me?
Yes.
My big moment.
I love it. Yeah, you're like, you're long. I think like, you know, gorgeous flowing dresses that have no, you're just long and lovely. And
yeah, I'm a hanger basically.
Yeah.
So anything that just has like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about makeup? You do vintage makeup looks as well.
I'm not that great at anything other than what I do. I think it's just that I use a lot of eyeliner and I love that. And so it's not really vintage, I wouldn't say.
Do you use vintage products?
Never.
Okay, yeah.
God, no.
Yeah, I feel like that's... Do you ever, like, do those, like, vintage hot rollers? Or, like, I know you love buying, like, weird old shit.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, your thrift store estate sale
I don't use
hauls.
Any of that.
Yeah, it's just for show.
Just for show. When shit's in its original box, I lose my mind. But I would never... Like, that shit's gonna light your fucking house on fire.
Right. Or burn off your hair.
Or burn off your hair.
Which we will talk about beauty fails later on
Yay.
In the show. Next question. Buterino here. Georgia, your style is to die for, but not in a murdery way. Where do you find your vintage threads? Any favorite online stores? You are a true crime treasure. SSDGM, Kate with a C from Kansas City, Mo.
I love it.
P.S. Jackie, you rule, queen.
Yeah.
Had to get me in there, too.
So I love, there's a bunch of vintage shops around town that I love, but I know everyone's not from LA. So I've just started getting into buying stuff online. It's like vintage online. It's really hard for me because you have no idea if it's going to fit or not.
Right.
You can't return it. So I do the Etsy thing, but I don't buy a ton from there. My friend Sam has an app called Whurl, W-H-U-R-L, and it's all vintage. It's just this really cool app. There's not an overwhelming amount of stuff that you get freaked out, but it's just like personal shops. It's kind of like Etsy, but almost more like intimate.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been buying a lot of vintage stuff from there and selling. She's been doing, because I can't fucking deal with posting on like taking photos of dresses and posting them online. I'm just like,
who are we? Nasty gal.
Yeah. I can't do it. So I've just been, she takes them for me and posts them. And so I've been doing little closet sales on Whirl. My name on it is Hard Stark. And it's just, it's so much fun because I have so much clothes and I want to get rid of them and make room for new, but.
And now you get to give them a new home.
And we've given like, I think 20% last time we gave to, the domestic violence and not for domestic violence, but National right. Coalition, you know. So we give like a percentage. It's just great. It's just fucking cool.
I love that. Yeah. I was just, Julia Prescott was just on here and we were discussing that we love going to the like LA cool vintage girl clothing swap. You know, chain. And we both were just at yours. And I said, my goal is to get a Georgia Hardstark dress. I'm going to put it on my voodoo doll at night and wish
you're the only
podcast
person.
Affirmations.
You're the only person who could fit in the stuff that I had in my 20s when I was fucking anorexic as shit.
Well, we might talk about that in a minute. No, spoiler alert.
Okay.
Let's see. Hi, Georgia. What? This is a long one. I'm going to try and paraphrase.
Okay.
Just for everybody out there, if you do want to submit questions and you want your question asked, try to condense it, you know, because some of y'all wrote me a damn novel. And unfortunately, this is an hour long podcast. But I did like this question a lot. Hi, Georgia. What beauty trends did you try out as a teen and what impact did they have on you as you grew up? I have fond memories of experimenting with blue lipstick circa 98. But looking back, I'm grossed out by the attention it sometimes attracted from older men. Ew. As a young teen, I really didn't understand how inappropriate that was or how to respond. Fashion and beauty are such ways to try on different personas and be creative as a teen, but it's also a vulnerable time in a person's life. What would you tell your teenage self about beauty? My top three. Don't fight your naturally curly hair. Those stick-on faux bindies are cultural appropriation. And no amount of makeup or lack of makeup justify a mother flower making you feel uncomfortable. Thanks, ladies. Natch Butte and My Favorite Murder are my absolute faves. Keep that fringe fresh and stay sexy. Don't get murdered.
I love it.
From Lindsay from Dallas.
That's amazing.
I know. It was too good to not read that one.
No, it's good. And then it brings us into my fucking rave days.
Yes, which everyone wants to know about. I got a lot of questions about your JNCOs, if you wore JNCOs, if you did space buns. I mean, people want to know about that.
So I just started going to them and then I got super into like dressing up because I love dressing up. I love makeup. And so I had longer hair then, so I would do pigtails and then I'd crimp the pigtails. I wore vinyl pants. I didn't wear JNCOs. I wore like tight ass vinyl pants.
Those don't breathe.
No, they do not. Mm. And I didn't know how to wash them, so I probably never did.
Yeah.
And like teeny tiny crop tops and big old stacked shoes and just a ton of glittery. Remember the body glitter that was so big in the fucking 90s?
Body glitter is my favorite thing from that time, beauty thing of the time.
Yeah.
For sure. There's no doubt.
It's just, and then stickers on your face. I mean, it's so ridiculous. There's like very few photos that survived and every once in a while. Like one time it was just like you could just dress up when you were like going to these things. So I wore like a vintage cheerleader's outfit with like stacked shoes.
I feel like that's kind of advanced.
It's a little slutty.
Cause I feel like vintage clothes for me and like in Dallas, it was, you know, we all wanted to go to the mall and buy our clothes.
Yeah.
We wanted to wear American Eagle and, you know, all that basic shit.
I hated it. And you know why? It's because I hated everyone that I was in school with.
Yeah.
And they were all like basic bitches and they were not fucking nice. And it was just this way to express myself. And even if it was ridiculous, which a lot of it was, I mean, my thing is like, it's better to be overdressed than underdressed.
Always.
And I felt that about like when I was a kid too, when I was in high school, it's like better to be, to stand out and be unique, even if you're going to get made fun of, than just fucking fit in. And that's only because I tried so hard to do that in elementary school and hated myself. And so the minute
I hate that.
Like I fell in love with Kate Moss. And so I was just like, I stopped wearing a bra and was like happy with my small tits and like just didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
And it just, ever since then, I think I've had a lot of confidence just based on changing myself then.
I mean, that's amazing.
I like look back and I like my teenage self.
Yeah. I mean, I was a damn mess, but I'm happy, you know.
Well, I was a mess before that. And so I got it together and realized I was worthwhile.
I love that.
You know?
That's such a beautiful message.
Thanks.
To flip the script, I'd say if I could tell my teenage self something,
yes.
I'd be like, don't pluck your damn eyebrows off.
Oh, God.
Don't ruin your eyebrows.
Where'd they go?
I had the most beautiful, my arch was heaven sent.
Ugh.
And I hated it.
Yeah.
And my dad said to me, Jackie, you have Brooke Shield eyebrows. You know, you're blessed. And I was like, I don't know who that is, but I don't want to look like that. I want Gwen Stefani eyebrows.
No, I definitely did that. And I looked like Gwen Stefani for a little while.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with Delight. So I dressed like Lady Miss Cure with just like, I put on wigs and crazy makeup.
What a moment.
Collars. Yeah. It was very, it was out of control and I've reined it in, but I still fucking like that girl.
So you would say your favorite makeup trend from that era was the body glitter.
Body glitter.
Same with me. And it's all coming back.
So ridiculous.
Did I bring any for you?
Is it really?
I feel like I brought some things to show you in my bag
here.
Oh my
God, I love it. That bag, that's bringing back like...
Oh yeah, I have a clear purse, guys.
Those were fucking 90s of shit too. And
yeah,
like jelly shoes.
I've just decided to just roll with it.
Yeah.
You know what?
I
saw this clear bag and I said, I think I need that.
Definitely.
So I went with it.
Good.
And I'm pretty happy about it. Okay, what? Okay, here we go. Hey, y'all. It's a dream having my two favorite podcasts combined. Yeah. Georgia, tell us your bang secret. You have the perfect swoop and that fringe is always fresh. Laura from Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, my God. I can't live without my bangs. I cannot live without my bangs. I just think I don't. I cut them like this and like when I was like 18 or 19 and I've not changed my hairstyle. My hairstyle or my bangs since then.
That's impressive.
I mean, this is my fucking cut. This is what looks good on me. I don't look good with long hair. And my hair is ugly when it's long. Yeah, the bang thing, I mean, I don't know. I have the right head.
Yeah, so you say you're just, maybe she's born with it.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. But how do you keep, so one of the phrases of Nash Beauty is keep your fringe fresh.
Yes, I love it.
So, for me, I have bangs, but I, you know, I don't have that much hair. So mm-hmm. when I decided to cut my bangs back in, it takes a big chunk of my hair out in order to have a thick, full bang.
Yeah.
So I try not to wash my hair. I'd say every 3 days. If I could go longer, great.
Yeah.
But the fringe will start to go. So do you wash just your bangs? Do you dry shampoo them? How do you keep the
secret.
Fringe fresh?
The fringe fresh is in the sink with shampoo. Just the fringe and people think you're clean.
Yeah.
Just because your bangs, like right now, they're a little greasy. I mean, and I have to do it like every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck. Yeah. And then a straightening iron.
You straighten those bangs.
Yeah. Just go to a good hairdresser and show them a photo of what you want. You might not have the right, like I kind of have a cowlick where my bangs go, which just makes them work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's helpful.
Yeah. It's very helpful.
Because they can get that little wave going. Yeah.
I can't live without. I just can't imagine myself without bangs.
I feel like I've seen you do the best Throwback Thursday pictures. I mean, they're iconic. The looks and the, like you said, the belly tees, like the ringer tees with the belly out and just your attitude in them is what sells it. It's just like you looked so mad and like you just look like a Fiona Apple video come to life.
Yeah.
I mean, I can hear Criminal blasting in the background.
Well, I had the lucky thing too that my sister was a photographer. Like she started in high school and she's my big sister. And so I was obsessed with fashion and clothing. And so she was obsessed with photography. So we would just take photos together. And so I have a lot of those ones that are taken by my sister and she would tell me what to do and yell at me because she's my older sister.
Yeah.
And I would pick all the fashion and the makeup and really get into it and just experiment a lot in a way that I probably wouldn't have if it wasn't for photographs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have a lot of good Throwback Thursdays because of her.
Yeah. My sister's a photographer too.
Oh my God.
And she used to take photos of me.
Fuck yeah.
Some of my favorite pictures I've ever had taken her, took.
Totally.
Of like me in high school, like, you know, I just
modeling.
Put some up of me that like I said something about like I look like Misha Barton. And
well, I went to fucking what was that? John Robert Powers.
Oh,
what was the modeling school.
Yeah.
So I totally thought I was a
but
model.
But wasn't that a scam?
Absolutely a scam.
Yeah. Because I feel like I went there too in Dallas.
Total scam.
Like they tell you you're great. You just have to pay.
Yeah. You have to pay. And then there's going to be a fashion show at the end and someone's going to win like a whatever the fuck. And
yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
A Walgreens gift card. okay, this is a good one. I'm so excited for this episode. I love watching tutorials on people's everyday looks. What are products, skincare, base makeup, eye makeup that Georgia and Jackie wear on a day-to-day basis? Thank you. You both rock. Samantha from Southeast Texas.
Yes.
Hi!
Do you do the thing, and I definitely do this, where like the products you used in your 20s,
mm-hmm.
there's a couple of them that you've never been able to find anything that works better?
No. But that's because I'm constantly using new things.
Me too.
Because I have ADD and I have to know what's out there. I have to stay on top of
shit. You do.
But I've always just been, unfortunately, one of those people that just can't finish things. I like use a product. I try to use the whole product, but I want to buy. I want to try something.
I do too. Well, that's what. Yeah. Sephora is so cool with the return policy that you can do that. But, you know, I try so many mascaras, and Voluminous by L'Oreal has been my go-to since my 20s.
Yeah, I will say, like, you know, the pink Maybelline? Is it Maybelline?
I
used to use that forever. And my mom had it in her makeup kit from, like, when she was in the 80s.
And so it smells like your childhood.
Yeah, but Maybelline tests on animals, so I'm not using that shit anymore.
No. Yeah, and then, like, the eyeliner I use that's always the same. And then, what was the other one? there's this CoverGirl, like, I think it was called Lip Slicks, in this color called Daring, and they discontinued it, and it was so gorgeous. Look it on everyone. You just threw it on. It was really easy. And so I buy it on Amazon for like $20 now.
But isn't it like expired?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
Yeah, there's a lot of, next episode, I'm actually going to talk about beauty conspiracy theories, and there's a whole theory about, parabens and does makeup really expire? Or are they just telling us that?
I'm going to listen so hard to that.
Yeah, I got some research, so we'll see. I actually brought you a makeup product.
You did?
Yeah.
A present?
So one of, girl, you want Natch Beau?
Yay!
You think I'll play? Nicole Byer just got a whole box of Glossier last time she was here. So, one thing that I've been playing around with, because I do believe she asked me, oh yeah, everyday looks. Well, the thing where, it's the summer now, baby.
Yeah.
It's the summer. And, you know, we do kind of, I don't know about you, but I do a different look in the summer and the winter.
Okay.
Because it's a pet peeve of mine fashion-wise, and I know we live in LA and there literally are no rules.
Yeah.
I don't like when people wear, like, flip-flops in the winter.
Oh, no.
I'm like, there's a summer and a winter.
Yeah.
Color-wise, And clothing wise, stay in your lane. I don't like it.
Short shorts in the winter.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm old fashioned. I can't help it, damn it.
I get it.
My mother beat it in my head, the white after Labor Day thing, and I don't even play around with that.
I'm so scared that people, that I don't know the rules, because I totally don't. Like, I don't follow it enough.
Yeah.
I kind of do my own thing, and so I'm always like, is someone going to be like, why is she wearing such and such?
No, I don't think anyone cares,
okay.
Especially in L.A.
Yeah.
It's anything goes. There is no such thing as formal wear in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, like if you go to the nicest restaurant in town, there's going to be somebody there in flip-flops and a damn infinity scarf.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
There's no rules. But it's after Easter, you can wear white, and then you can continue to wear white until after Labor Day, and then you can't wear white again until Easter the following year.
I also don't ever wear white, because I'm a messy person.
Same with me. But God, I love a crisp white.
Oh, sure.
I just bought some American Apparel, like a onesie, when they were having their closing sale. They're all ruined. They're all ruined. Whether it was like my natural deodorant stained them, or like I dropped, you know, a chili dog on them. It's all gone, but it won't come out.
Coffee for me. It's what's your natural deodorant?
Oh, girl, I got a whole blog on nashby.com coming out about that. You can check it out by the time this episode airs. Okay, so
awesome.
I'm going to give you these Cover FX Custom Enhancer Drops.
I love that brand. What is that?
Okay, so here, I'll throw this to you.
Okay. That's one of my...
So basically, this is a utilitarian makeup product. They are liquid. It's like a liquid bronze cream, but you can use it. I'm telling you, like, if you put a little in your moisturizer and smear it all over your arms, you'll have like a little golden sheen. You can put a little on your cheeks for a highlight. You can mix it with a lipstick to make your lipstick gold. You can put a little on your eyelids. You can mix it with your eyeshadows to give them a sheen.
It's so pretty.
It's fun. It's a fun summer product. Oh, you can put it in your foundation. You can put it in like your BB cream.
I'm gonna do that.
A little in your sunscreen. And
I'm
just
gonna do
give
that.
Your face a little summer glow.
I love a glow, and I just don't ever know how to do it.
Well, try that.
I'm gonna
do a couple drops at first, but you could go totally crazy with it and look like the damn Tin Man.
Thank you. And I like this brand a lot. I use their Cover Up and concealers and stuff, and they're really good.
Yeah, Cover Up X is a pretty high end price point.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's $45.
Whoa.
42. But I'm telling you, that bottle lasts a long time.
Yeah, it's a big bottle.
It's worth it, in my opinion. They're also all vegan, all cruelty free.
Nice.
And they're available at Sephora and Ulta.
Yeah.
So just try that product and maybe we can email about it.
And I do try so many things because you can return anything
to
Sephora. So I'm the same way with you, where I just love going there and what's this and picking things
up. I mean, especially for now, this is my job. I got to stay up. I mean, those Instagram baddies, you know, you got to be up on the business.
Yep.
If I just talked about the same products over and over again, nobody would listen. It'd be like if you guys did the same damn murder over and over
again. Right. Plus, you're going to have those interviews where they're like, what's your favorite product right now and you can't just keep saying the same fucking thing.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta do my damn best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you've already covered the Bob. I'm going to skip that one. How about we get into a little ED?
Okay.
A little ED talk.
Okay.
A little light ED talk.
Okay.
Okay. My apologies if this is a soft topic, but you discuss having an eating disorder in your early adult years. What was your recovery like? I know this is a product podcast, but there's so much stigma around eating disorders, and I imagine they're rampant in the entertainment industry. Your body is truly where you'll always belong. How were you able to find the strength to embrace that? How did you manage those tendencies? I deeply admire you for being so open on the subject, as well as yours and Karen's discussions of drug abuse as an early teen and mental health. I discovered My Favorite Murder after an emerging from a rough time last year. I was in love / casually dating a skinny 21-year-old closeted bulimic goth girl, and I was doing things like snorting coke and sneaking into karaoke bars, singing Smells Like Teen Spirit at 1 a.m. I'm 17 now.
Oh, honey.
So now I'm a little more familiar with the consequences of my actions. I have Fuck Politeness, Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered, penciled on the wallpaper above my pillow, You Two Give Me Strength. Lily Blue from Seattle. Now, I read this one.
I'm gonna cry.
I know. I read that one because it meant so much to me, and I knew it would mean so much to you because she's so young. And I have chills. Yeah. I mean, listen, I've never talked about eating disorder stuff personally, ever.
That's your choice. That's okay.
But
it's a very personal thing.
But I just want to say, I don't know a single person who hasn't dealt with it at all. My mother, my entire life, has been binging, diet pills, doing weird fad diets, like shit like that, that definitely got in my parents have an obsession with being skinny.
Mine
and in shape.
Or my mom does too.
And I, when I gained weight in college, I got weird. My dad was like trying to diet me. I mean, it's just, it's rough. And that's why I was like 17-year-old girl listening. What a perfect, just a little bit for us to talk about it, that this is something that I think all women and quite frankly, most men probably deal with as well.
Definitely. And eating disorder, you know, you just think anorexia or bulimia, but there's so many things around it where it's just like little ways you control yourself or tell yourself you're not good enough. And then the way you nourish yourself and, you know, like yourself kind of comes along with that.
Yes.
So I was, and I want to say already, like, I wasn't anorexic in the way that I mean, I was very skinny and very small and hated myself and punished myself by not eating. Definitely throwing up was like a big thing for me. I know. And so I don't want to make it sound like I went to the hospital for it or anything like that. But there was a lot going on, even from elementary school, seeing my mom look at herself in the mirror and just go so fat, and
I'm
she wasn't
you.
And the
I'm
way she just berated
you.
Herself I
anyone
learned
out
that.
There with kids, be careful commenting on your body, other people's bodies, and their body in front of them.
Definitely.
I think that's one thing that I would watch TV with my mom, and it would be like the red carpet on, you know, the Emmys, and my mom would go, oh, look at her shoulders, or, oh. And I remember just like, wow,
that's what's wrong.
But I do it now. And I'm just like, I learned that. And
definitely,
not to throw my mom shade. Like, we're women. It's rough out there. And especially being a comedian, it's like part of my job is to comment on things and make jokes and whatever. But I'm just saying, we're provoking this, mentality of just bodies aren't good enough and picking apart bodies.
And there is a specific way you're supposed to look. It's the thing too, where like, okay, so for the 17-year-old, I just want to say that the way I got out of it is by building confidence. That's the only reason, you know, I went to massive amounts of therapy and obviously that helped a lot, but liking myself better. And personally, I love food and I love eating and I only do it when I'm happy. So kind of figuring out how you can be happy and how you can start to look at yourself in a different way, because I've started to, you know, I used to be never be more than 107 pounds. That was my like what I
Your
was.
Threshold.
Yeah. And now I'm 130 and I'm like, this might be the right body for me.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you. It might not be you know, you keep thinking, I want to lose weight, I need to get smaller, but smaller might not be the right look for you. Maybe you don't fit in your jeans anymore. You need to buy a bigger size jeans. So I just think, and then look at other women around you. I don't look at a woman who's bigger than me. And I always think when I see them, she looks great. And so maybe I do too. And you kind of need to just start figuring out ways to like yourself.
Yeah.
And whether that's finding a hobby that makes you feel so good or a workout routine that makes you happy to be doing it, not just doing it to lose weight. I feel like that's
or
kind of thing.
Or self-care.
Yeah.
And that's what I get emails. I might cry. I get emails that are like, I had a rough day at work. I heard Natch Butte and I pulled over in traffic and I went to Rite Aid. And I bought me a cat suit Wet n Wild lipstick,
yeah.
And I put it on, and I said, I look good in this color, and I feel good.
Yeah.
Any little thing, because that's what it's about. Natch Butte isn't about vanity. It's about feeling beautiful, doing mm-hmm. what you need to do to make yourself feel better. And honestly, even since doing this podcast, I feel like I'm putting more effort into myself.
Yeah.
And feeling more confident in myself.
Definitely. Well, I go through these, you know, bouts of depression because I do have depression. And those are the times that I don't put makeup on.
Right.
I don't wash my hair.
You know that Vagisil commercial where the girl, she's like walking and she has like a hoodie on and she's like hunched over and she looks and sees a reflection of herself and she's like confident and poised and she's like, I don't have an itchy pussy. You know, like, I feel like when I saw that commercial, I was like, I look like the sad itchy pussy girl the time. Maybe I should put some makeup on or like feel good, like
it
shower,
really
just
shower.
Treat myself better.
Yeah.
Don't punish myself.
It really makes a huge difference when you treat yourself like you're worth it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Maybe she's worth it, baby.
Maybe.
Well, not to get too off topic there, but I just felt that was a great question.
Yeah, self-care. That's important.
Okay, let's do this question, and then we're going to get into our segment on epic beauty fails that we both personally had.
Okay.
Hi, Georgia, Jackie, Chooch, Steven, Elvis, and Mimi.
Yay.
I love both of the pods and listen to them religiously. I consider myself a buterino, parentheses, Steven. They combine my two favorite things, murder and being a Natch Butte. They go hand in hand, don't they?
Oh, my God.
My question is for the beautiful Georgia. I know you have talked on your podcast about you have gotten Botox in the past. What was your experience like, good or bad? How many times have you gotten it? When did you start? How many units did you start with? How many do you use now? Will you continue to use in the future? Would you recommend it to a friend? Tell me about your Botox experience and let a girl know if she should try it. Love you both so much. Stay sexy. Don't get murdered. Cream your neck. Keep your fringe fresh. Stephanie from Minnesota.
Well, I'll say this and then it will go naturally into beauty fails because it's along those lines.
Yep.
But I got Botox the first time.
I mean, we talked about it.
We have talked about this a lot.
We would, when I was doing your lashes, we would spill our tea. I would be like, this is how much I got. This is where I went.
Because you got it before me and you kind of convinced me that it was okay.
Yeah.
And so I think I went.
I'm an enabler.
Which it's such a personal decision, obviously. I would never, if a friend asked me, should I get it, I'll be honest with them, but I would never tell someone. For me, it just kind of gave me a refresher.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. I will do it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I am so okay with that. And I will talk about it because I shouldn't be ashamed of it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not doing anything fucking wrong.
Yes.
I'm making myself feel better about myself. And I'm not doing it because I think I'm ugly or I think I'm worthless and I need this stuff. It's just a little wake up, and it's really, you know, it's not that big of a difference.
No.
Like, people won't even really notice if you're subtle about it.
Yes.
So I think that if you go to a doctor or, you know, a dermatologist or whoever does it, if they don't suggest starting really conservatively, then you shouldn't be going to them.
For sure.
Because everyone I've been to will say, let me give you a little bit. If you want to come back in 2 weeks, you can. That is the biggest part of it. So I don't know. I don't know what the unit is. I think I get on my crow's feet because when I smile, I have pretty intense crow's feet. So there was a lot of wrinkling there. I think I got 8 and 8 on each side.
Yep.
And then the forehead, you know, you want to be able to move it a little bit. So I think I got 20 up here. Is that normal?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm so happy with it.
Yeah. So you're doing it like you're on it now.
Definitely.
You're on like a 4 month schedule on it?
No, I'm on a like, the last one I did was maybe, it was every 6 months.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm off it.
Are you?
I'm off it. I haven't done it since last July.
You look great. It's also preventative, too.
Yes.
So you know.
I just had a really bad experience with it for my wedding, and my wedding pictures came back, and I felt really, like, frozen and weird.
Oh,
so, but the woman played me for a damn fool.
She
played
got
me for a
lot.
Damn fool. Yeah. 39 units or something.
39 units is insane. You're a young woman.
Well, I'd never gotten it anywhere other than my crow's feet. And she was like, no, you need your forehead. You know, she got me. And it was my wedding. I was very insecure. We put all this pressure on ourselves for this one day of our lives.
And you're really, you know, you put a lot. Your wedding wasn't casual.
No, it was, I put way too much pressure on myself. It was a damn nightmare, to be honest.
Really?
It was all a nightmare, all of it. It's stressful. I'm too delicate. I have a hard time relinquishing control. I learned a lot about myself.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
But that woman played me. Played
39 units is
no, I looked,
insane.
I mean, I've posted the photos. People know. I say no to the bow. But
do you?
If you can get it in a little amount and it works, I've yet to find a balance. It's either there's too much or it did nothing. And especially with my career, I didn't book for like 8 months after I did that because the directors can clock it so quick.
Wow.
Because I gotta react, baby. I book commercials, okay? I'm like the girl walking in on the home goods commercial. I gotta react.
Yeah.
And if my damn face doesn't move, they're gonna go next.
You gotta emote.
I gotta emote.
Well,
baby.
Here's what happened to me. And
yeah.
So
let's segue.
Okay.
So just like on My Favorite Murder, I want you to go first.
Okay.
Until your beauty fails.
Okay.
And then I'll tell my beauty fails. So let's segue, baby.
All right. So let's talk about Juvederm.
Yes.
Which I get as well. Honestly, I think my face looked the best it ever has at my wedding. I had Juvederm.
Yep.
I went to a plastic surgeon.
Yes.
Who was fucking great.
Yeah.
So I had
that's that guy that's hard to get an appointment with.
Yeah.
I tried and he was booked up for my wedding. Like he was booked up for like 9 years.
It's, you have to do it really far in advance.
Yeah.
But, so I get Juvederm in my under eye, the tear trough, because I think it's just a Jewish thing. And it's in my family. We just have dark circles under our eyes.
I've always wanted to do that.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And then he filled in my cheeks a little because your body stops creating collagen in your 30s. So your cheeks start to droop, which is why you get the jowls, whatever the fuck. So I got that. It was incredible. It looked great for my wedding. And then I got it again with the dermatologist.
I remember that.
Okay.
The Restylane,
yeah.
Right?
No, it was Juvederm.
Okay.
And you need to go to someone. Botox, I feel like anyone can really do it and it's not going to fuck it up unless they put too much in.
Yes.
It's really easy. But Juvederm, you really need to go to someone good. It's basically, if you don't know, it's a filler. And it's, what is it?
Hyaluronic acid.
It's basically just water, but it fills out. Anyways, it's what, you know, when you see a woman with big fat lips that she got, that's usually a filler.
Juvederm. Yes.
Anyways, so remember, I don't know if you remember this. I started this Instagram hashtag. It's called Hardstarking. And in it, I would hold up a plate of food or a drink or anything.
Yep.
And you can only see from my eyeballs up.
Yep. Show those Jackie lashes off.
Right.
Yeah.
The reason I did that is because I had basically like a slug under my eye. Do you remember that?
Yep.
He fucked it up so badly.
So do you know exactly what happened?
When you get Juvederm, they have to basically place it. So they'll massage it into place once they do it. And he didn't do that.
Oof. So it just balled up.
Yeah. And so it's this big, huge, you can put a photo up. I don't give a shit. I have no fucking shame. It was, unfortunately, a huge slug under my eye. And it was there for, it was like 3 months. And I would cry. I was like, when will this go down? And I ended up having to go back to that dermatologist's office and have the fucking guy who was in charge inject. You can get something injected in there that'll shrink.
It'll dissolve the filler.
It'll dissolve the filler. And so I had to get 3 treatments of that. After every single treatment, I had a black eye for like
that.
A week and a half.
Yep.
It was such a fucking... It was such a nightmare. It fucked with my self-esteem because I felt like... horrible that I needed to change myself so bad that I did this to myself. I was so mad and hard on myself for it. It was really a horrible, humiliating thing. And you could see it everywhere I went. Everyone saw it.
It was like the opposite of what you wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
Which is like, I want to look really good.
Yeah.
And in turn, I look like a,
And then I felt obligated to tell every single person who looked at me, I'm so sorry. I got Juvederm. This is what happened. And so that's why I have those photos, which I now love, but why I created this entire photo series around putting stuff up in front of my face. It was
sort of like Angeline with her fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a deep cut that not many people are going to get that reference.
Yeah. That was a huge beauty fail and one that really affected my self-esteem for a long time. And luckily I found a new woman. I mean, I can't believe I still do it, but I found a woman who's, if you go to, the Beauty Soiree on Instagram, she's one of my favorites. She's, I don't think she's a plastic surgeon. She's like a nurse practitioner, I believe. And she's incredible. I got an appointment with her, like took 3 months or something, but she's incredible. That I went there like a month ago and got it.
Yeah, when you walked in, I was like, oh, hey, baby, you're looking good.
Yeah, I just look good. I don't look like I
would never
got
know.
Anything.
Yeah.
I love it.
So you did the Bobo and the Juvie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She might have not used Juvederm. She might have used something else because she was like, you're not supposed to use Juvederm under your eyes.
Maybe Restylane.
Yeah.
But so that's it, though. You don't get any in the nasal labials or lips or anything?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever do lips, but...
It's such a slippery slope.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, I never... ever wanted anything done to my lips.
Yeah.
But now that I see them, no.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now that I see them, I'm like, oh, that would
you
be
can't
fun. But
look.
No, I can't find ones that look natural to me.
It doesn't look like you.
It changes the shape of your mouth.
Yeah.
And I really like this part. I really like my little cupid bow
I
in my
too,
lip area.
But
and
mine's so thin, my top lip, but I know it's just going to be, plus like, I know Vince, my husband, you know, he's like, do whatever you want to be happy, but I know it kind of bums him
no,
out.
No, Adam is like, you're insane.
Yeah.
You're insane. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he had to go through this fucking eye thing with me.
Right.
And so I think it scares him. And he's like, you're beautiful all the way, you know, but he can't help it.
Right.
So that was my huge beauty fail. The biggest one that I was going to say for last, but it just kind of
it did.
Went
we segued
right
naturally. Well, share some of your other ones.
Okay, well,
you brought in a booklet for damn sake. I can't wait to hear what's in this.
Here's my first, I think one of my first ones.
Okay.
First time I ever shaved my legs. I was fifth or sixth grade. My mom let me.
Yeah.
Go upstairs, take a bath, start to shave and like with, you know, a fucking Bic. And I didn't know how to clean the razor off. So I swiped my finger over the razor and cut my fucking entire finger open. I didn't know that you like wash it off in the water. I was just, you know, swipe. And then that little razor, my just finger started bleeding and I didn't know what the fuck to do.
Can I tell you that that happened to me also?
Really?
I shaved my leg and I cut the shit out of my shin. And I remember saying, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
Like, it was traumatizing. I was
totally.
Like, I don't want to grow up.
Me too.
I want to be hairy and youthful.
Can I say, for the past 10 years, I have used Intuition razors
yep.
that have the shaving cream around the razor, and I will never use anything else.
Yep.
And it's so hard to cut yourself with those, too. I am obsessed with that razor.
Yeah.
It's one of my things that I will, like, that... Big and sexy hairspray,
mm-hmm.
which I know is just absolute shit for your hair, but I've been using that since I was like 21.
In
the huge red
yep.
container. I fucking love that shit so much. Okay. Another one. Let's see. I used to put mayonnaise in my hair to
Ooh.
Soften it for like hours.
Oh, that's so revolting to me.
I know. It softens the shit. It makes your hair so soft and shiny, but then you smell like fucking rotten eggs.
Right.
For like 2 days.
But how would you do that? Like you do it overnight or?
No, like if I'm going to clean my house or if I have some time off, I would fucking slather my hair in mayonnaise and then put plastic wrap over it and just like.
Like an egg salad in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, it worked, but I think it was in a time when there weren't like conditioning masks weren't really
yeah.
around a lot.
Hair care has really
yeah.
upped. I mean, there's scalp treatments.
Yeah.
There's scalp scrubs. There's leave-ins.
This is like I was 19, 20, so there wasn't... I wasn't 19, 20. I was 19 or 20, so there wasn't a lot of choices.
Yeah.
And it worked, but
yeah.
you stink. I burned my arm on a curling iron by trying to look down and see if my bikini wax was okay. And I leaned into my curling iron.
Oh,
huge burn. And it was like I had gotten a bikini wax because I was going on like a date with a guy that I'd been out with before. And it was like time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I couldn't explain to him why I had a huge burn on my arm.
I've burned my face before on the curling iron.
That's a normal. I think that
yeah.
in the neck. Luckily,
yep.
I've never had one that bad. But that's a
but
fucking
the arm was
bummer.
Pretty intense.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it was for such a stupid reason that I couldn't explain it.
Right.
Like lifting my leg to see if the bikini wax.
You're like, how's it looking down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, and then here's how it looks, you fucking idiot. recently, I had a big fucking zit. I have one right now. And I didn't know how to get rid of it. And so I took, I have like this really great, who is it by? Is it Lush? Maybe it's this, like, they're like acid pads for your face. Mm-hmm. I think it's glycolic, like 20% glycolic.
Is it Pixi?
No.
People love them. I talked about on Pilot and Attribute. People love those Pixi.
That's it.
Yeah, they're from Target.
Yes,
yeah.
That's totally it. I love those.
People love them.
I love that, but I was like, well, maybe if you're supposed to wash off at 3 minutes. Like, maybe if I just put it on that, dab it on that spot and leave it on for like an hour, it'll work. Burn the shit out of my face.
Yeah.
My own fucking face. I burned it.
Yeah.
It hurt.
Oof.
Let's
follow
see.
Directions on the labels.
I think I'm smarter than the people who write the directions.
Exactly.
I can't, you tell me yours and maybe I'll chime in if I think of anything else.
So here's mine. This one goes right hand in hand with what you just said. When I was a freshman in high school, I was like Conan O'Brien pale. I don't know. I used to tan in the tanning bed a lot. Oof. So I've changed my skin. I'm still pale, but I'm not as pale as I was.
Okay.
I was never went outside, only played The Sims, you know, never
Goth?
Played recreational sports, just always inside.
Yeah.
And I was very pale and I was lucky enough to where I didn't have acne, but I would have redness, you know, like, cause when you're super pale, if you have anything, discoloration's like red.
Yeah.
So I read in YM, my favorite magazine, that if you dab a little toothpaste on the top of your zits, when you wake up the next morning, they'll be gone.
Heard it.
So Einstein over here thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put toothpaste all over my face and go to sleep.
Oh my God. That's the kind of thinking you have.
Yes.
If it works for this, maybe it'll work.
Just like you with your Pixi pen.
Holy shit.
So
that's amazing.
I woke up the next day and it looked like I had laid in the sun for 5 hours and then like peeled off, like, rash. It looked
And
this was in the middle of winter. I remember so vividly. I was wearing my hot pink Old Navy performance fleece. Again, if I see a commercial, I buy it. Remember Old Navy? Old Navy performance fleece.
Yes.
They were like the thing of the times. So I had on I thought I was feeling myself with my pink Old Navy fleece. I roll into school and somebody walked up to me and goes, oh, were you just on vacation or you look really burnt, like sunburn? And I was just like, yeah, we went skiing over the weekend. Like I was making shit up. It peeled a huge layer on my face. It took like a week for it to like rejuvenate.
But it probably looked better after that, right?
Maybe. I mean, listen, it was a fucking nightmare.
I just say really quickly?
Yeah.
And you need to tell me what you think. I just bought a needle roller.
Oh, I'm so interested in that.
Okay, I'll let you know how it goes.
I get a lot of emails about microneedling. I've never done it. I think my sister said she might try to do it. I'm very interested.
Well, the chick I went to, the last one, the beauty soiree, she has a microneedling thing, but you can put the like Botox and stuff in it.
What?
So you spike your face and get a little bit of like whatever.
A little Botox cocktail?
A little, and it's very slight, but.
I mean, I'm into that.
Yeah, I'm in a microneedle. I'll let you know if I fucking
Yeah,
die.
I would love that. You can come back and tell us because I get a lot of emails about that. We're doing crazy shit to our faces.
Mm-hmm.
So that was terrible. So the next thing I'm going to talk about is we all have facial hair.
Oh God, yes.
I mean, the mustache, I did pageants as a child, so my mom started narrowing off my mustache and unibrow at 7 years old.
Wow.
What did I say? Vain family.
Yeah.
So I've always I used to use cream.
You're very aware that there's facial hair.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, I have dark hair. My real hair is like your color.
Yeah,
it's
me
dark
too.
Brown. So I get a stash.
Sure.
I
get
a stash.
Light one. And even if it's not dark, I just don't like the little hairs on there.
I'm telling you, now that these damn iPhone cameras are so strong.
Oh my God.
I take a selfie and I'm like, oh, is that Stephen Ray Morris with that damn mustache?
Do you get the little black chin hairs?
I don't get those.
Oh, you're lucky.
I'm so feminine.
I get very few of those, but I kind of love them because I love plucking.
I love plucking.
Oh, plucking and popping.
If that was a job, like just a hair plucker, I would be a damn CEO.
You could be an eyebrow girl. I've always thought that I would really enjoy, and this is so gross, bikini waxing.
Oof.
You need to have my friend on, Kate Perovich, who lives in Portland, but she's moving here. She's a hairdresser, but she used to be a bikini waxer, and she told me the horror stories.
Oh, yes. Book her.
Okay.
Give me your email.
She's the best.
So this was summer 2010, aka the last summer of Jackie being single. And, you know, I was having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I was living my damn life.
Mm.
My friend was selling Avon. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you got to try this Avon Skin So Soft. Avon Skin So Soft. Avon SSS. Avon SSS. Mm-hmm. You know, they got all kinds of shit. I was just on the website last night doing research for this. They got Avon Skin So Soft damn dildos. I mean, they got Avon Skin So Soft, everything you could fucking imagine. Dishes. And one of the things they have is the depilatory cream, like the Avon Skin So Soft facial hair remover cream.
Right.
And she went on and on about how she uses it to take off her mustache, and it's very light and easy. I think you put it on, like, no. 7 minutes, wipe it off. I said, sign me up, baby. Yeah. So I bought a tube of it. I was a dog walker at the time. I was walking all these famous people's dogs, and one of these big famous guy, right? His wife and I became friends because I show up at the house and I walk their dogs and we become friends, yeah. You know? And she kind of felt bad. I know she felt bad for me, but we became buds and she knew I was single and she was like, well, we're having a big party up at our big mansion. Oh. Maybe you could come. And I was like, oh, of course I want to come,
fuck
you know,
yeah.
And socialize. So I'm getting ready for the party. And I put on my skin so soft because I said, if I'm in the sunlight and a famous person walks over to me and wants to, you know, maybe take me on a date, he catches a whiff of my stash. You know, I got to look good. I got to have my A game.
John Hamm's like, no thanks.
Exactly. So I cream up and I don't remember if I lost track of time. I don't know if I think I might have been on my computer,
yeah.
like dicking around on Facebook. I lost a little track of time and I said, oh, shit, I got to get this cream off. So I wipe the cream and I literally have a Stephen Ray Morris mustache, but bright red. I'm talking like chemical burn red across my lip. And I say, well, this certainly is not cute.
Yeah.
So I let it breathe a minute and I say, I got to cover this up with makeup. As I was covering up with makeup, it was just creating like even more of an obvious line because it takes off that layer of skin,
yeah.
too, so you can literally see where the makeup is,
yeah.
and the skin.
I've definitely done that.
And I was like, do I even go to this party now? I mean, I look like a damn fool.
Did you go?
I went, but I left so quickly.
You would have mingled so much more,
who
right?
Who knows what would have happened? Ugh. Who knows where I would be right now?
Well, I just use a fucking microblade for that
yeah.
shit. I mean, I shave my fucking...
Yeah, a lot of women
right
do.
Right here, what is this called? Like my side...
Sideburns?
Side of my face. It's just like it makes the cream go on ease better. It makes it absorb more.
Yep.
And I don't give a shit. And I do my lip too.
Well, a lot of women in the Natch Butte Facebook page, they say they do that too.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just plucking.
Like, let's not all pretend that we are
no.
perfect and normal
no.
and beautiful. I shave my fucking face.
Yes.
Who cares? Why,
yes.
why be ashamed of what you do?
Do you do the whole wet shave regimen like Steven? Do you, like, get out your little brush and do your whole thing?
No, I just do a quick little, like, one of those Japanese microblades.
Yeah.
I just fucking go over it real quick.
Yeah.
I don't like the baby hair.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm baby haired out.
Yeah.
I got a good layer of like little blonde wisps going on
mine
my cheeks.
Mine were here. It's kind of runs in my family to have
yeah.
them a little bit thicker.
I just pluck the stash now.
I pluck the black ones and then I just microblade the other ones.
See, I pluck the black ones and then let the blondies live.
Yeah.
You know, listen.
Who cares?
Check back in with me in a little bit. We'll see what happens. You know, I'm not opposed to anything at this point.
I feel like when you get older, you start doing all these beauty things for yourself instead
right.
of for other people.
Yes.
And so if they don't like your fucking mustache fuzz.
Right.
And you know what? Like... You don't have yeah, like you don't have to be skinny and you don't have to be hairless.
No.
It's like not a rule.
Yes.
So whatever.
Well, I will say that I feel body hair is having a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miley Cyrus grows out her armpit hair and dyes it rainbow.
Cute.
And you know, I'm happy about that because why are women supposed to be hairless?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've talked about this before. In those old YM magazines, every other page is an ad for Nair or razors or shaving cream.
I know.
It's like cut off all your hair.
Yeah.
Shave your pussy.
And the thing
shave
about,
your legs.
The thing about women is like, they're all, I totally look at women and I'm like, that woman's beautiful. Like, no matter what, there's something about every woman that is so gorgeous.
Right.
Not in the same way men are. Like, I like the guy I like, but
right.
everyone else is disgusting.
Yeah.
We're all different.
Everyone's
calm
different.
Down. Fuck
you know
everyone.
What? That's what's beautiful about where we're at in 2017. You can be hairless. You can have hair.
Yeah.
Okay. You can have a mustache. You can have no. What is gender but a social construct, baby? Okay.
However, you'll never see me with my nip hairs. Like those are just gone immediately.
Right. I mean, listen. We're all fucking animals at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We're animals. We walk upright and we wipe our ass, but we're fucking animals.
Yeah.
We got hair growing on us.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Anyway, so enough.
Oh, sorry, go on. My God.
So this is another really pretty epic one.
Okay.
So as everyone that listens to Natch Butte knows, I am a DIY colorer.
Me too.
I've been dyeing my hair since I was 13 years old.
Me too.
Myself. I've had it professionally dyed 3 times.
Never
in
looks
20
good.
Years.
Never looks good.
So.
Not you. Yeah. I mean, on me.
I mean, but with this experimentation has come some fails.
Mm-hmm.
As most people know, you know, when you fuck around with beauty yourself, you know, you don't nail it every time.
No.
Do you remember those highlighter caps?
When you pulled the hair through?
Yes.
Oh my God, went back when like blonde white streaks were in the 90s? Oh my God.
So I tried one time and I pulled through the cap. You use like this little hook.
Yeah.
Sort of like a cross stitching. Like you pull a hair through a hook, you pull them out of this little cap.
Yeah.
And then you put on the like bright yellow highlight cream.
God.
And I did that. And then I think you're supposed to leave the cap on as it's processing.
Yeah.
I took the cap off and I noticed that because of the cap on and me pulling the hair through, and I didn't pull it all the way through.
Yeah.
So there was a pretty thick root.
You never can pull it all the way through.
And at this point, roots were not in. Roots are
right.
Very in now,
right.
But in the early 2000s, I mean, look at Gwen Stefani. You've
as
never
if it
seen
was
a root
like, as
her.
If somehow it looked more not like, oh,
exactly.
This is her real hair because there's no root. Shut the
exactly.
Fuck.
So I said, I don't want to have a root. So I went rogue, baby. I got the little brush that came with
oh,
the kit.
Oh, no.
And I said, I'm going to paint the roots myself with, and I said, I don't want to miss a spot. So I put a lot on the brush. Okay. So I was painting. I was doing my own balayage, baby, before that was even a damn word. I put the, and then as I was waiting for it to process, it was seeping into my scalp, which I didn't know. I wash it out in the shower and I see like my hair was really long. I could like see and go, oh, that color looks nice.
Uh-huh.
You know, the highlights. I get out of the shower. I have a banana yellow streak going down my entire scalp.
Oh my.
So like banana, I'm talking like Dennis Rodman, you know, when he would die.
Yeah.
I'm talking like yellow banana and then like tiny little baby banana streaks.
Oh.
And I said, well, I fucked up my life. This is not going to be easy to fix. You're not supposed to like color process your hair directly after already color processing it.
Right.
And I was supposed to go to CCD, which is like a Catholic school, you know, get confirmed. And I was like, I can't go to church.
No.
Jesus can't see me like this. And I made my mom take me to the Rite Aid and I was like, I got to fix this.
I've done that too.
It was terrible.
I've fucking done that. My
I
mom
will
took
say,
me.
I think leave the bleaching to the professionals.
That's what I was going
to
say. Dye your hair at home. It's not that big of a deal, but bleaching, don't do it.
Don't do it. The last one I have, well, I over Botox for my wedding. We already talked about
mm-hmm.
that. The other one is, okay, so do you ever clip your own bangs?
Yeah, it's a mistake.
Okay, same with me. Because I'm just like, I have to go to Rudy's or whatever, and I pay him $10 a pop.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. But I was being cheap. You know, everybody knows Jackie J likes a good bargain. Okay, Jackie J saves money. And I was like, you know what? How hard could this be?
Right.
How hard could this possibly be? I also went rogue. I should have watched some YouTubes. You know, that's some advice I have for you. Literally everything is on YouTube.
Yep.
My dad watches YouTube tutorials for like fixing his cars and shit. There is something for everybody on there. Whatever you're looking to do, YouTube it. There's a video.
Definitely.
So
I went to fucking 3 months of beauty school. And so I was like, well, I can do this myself then. It's not true.
I mean, even with your education, you can pull it up.
Shockingly.
Now I say leave it to the pros. But I was like, I can do this. I got nail scissors and I held them towards me. So like the clippers towards my face. And I was like, I'm going to go towards my face. So not like turning to the side, you know, facing me. Cause I feel like I've seen the hair person, you know, clip the scissors. I put them all down in my face and I went like this and I clipped my damn eyelid.
Oh my God.
I clipped my damn eyelid. Every person right now in the control room just covered their face and
horror.
I clipped my damn eyelid with the scissors. So yeah, my advice to everybody out there, go get your damn bangs trimmed. Don't do it yourself. Don't get cocky.
And your hairdresser will usually let you come and do it for free. If like between haircuts. Mine does.
Yeah, I don't know why I never take advantage of that.
Yeah, I
feel
either.
Like I'm too non-confrontational.
It's a pain in the ass. There's no parking where I go. Fuck it.
Right. Well, but don't do it yourself.
No, don't.
Because it's very important to get that exact right length for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I like it right in the eyelid where I cut myself. I like a good, and I always tell them when I go in, I go, eyelid, right in the middle of my eyeball, right there. So.
It's always too short.
And then there was my over Botox at the wedding, but.
I want to talk more about Botox and Juvederm, but it's for another time.
Save it for another time.
Yeah.
Well, you have to come back and tell us about your derma roll.
I will.
You have to tell us about your CoverFX custom enhancer drops.
Okay. I might get another face peel. So I'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We've both done a bunch of weird facials and shit.
I love trying stuff like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, you're perfect for Natch Butte. It lends itself to your audience. And, I got asked if I'm a murderino. I would say, yes, I am a murderino. I consider myself a murderino. And I also married a true crime freak.
I love it.
Adam Reed's Helter Skelter in bed.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm just like, how do you sleep?
Well, I never expect my friends to listen to my podcast or my family, because it's like, you have to hear me fucking talk all the time.
That's how I feel.
Why
too.
Would you listen to it? Yeah. And if you're not into murder.
Does Vince listen?
Fuck no.
Yeah, I told Adam not to listen to Ash Butte either.
No, and I don't listen to We Watch Wrestling.
Yeah.
It's just like, those are our lives.
Yeah.
We hear each other talk all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And he's not into murder at all.
That's so fun. But you know what? You don't have to like all the same shit as your partner.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's so important.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I think you got a lot of people listening, so it won't hurt if hubby wants to take a minute. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Right, Choo-choo. Yes, my stinky angel. Well, that about does it for this episode of Natch Butte. And just in case anybody listening doesn't know, please plug where we can find you, some of your projects.
Okay, well, I'm at on Instagram, I'm at Hardstark, G Hardstark on Twitter. Fuck, man, listen, rate, review, subscribe to My Favorite Murder, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. I can't even imagine your inbox, how many people want you to come on every podcast they have. And I'm honored that you took your time to come be with me here.
I've been waiting for you to ask me. I'm like, I'm trying to get a little more, you know, not picky, but like.
Right.
But I've been wanting to come on this since you created it. I'm so stoked.
Well, thanks. I mean, again, I thank you very much for allowing the murderinos to find the butterinos.
Hell yeah.
We're here, baby.
And next time we have to hear your hometown murder.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, you covered it.
I know, but you lived two blocks from it.
It was a very terrifying time in my life. Children, Darlie Routier, everybody.
Yep.
Darlie Routier is my hometown of Rowlett, Texas.
Real quick, she killed her kids, right? Her husband did.
Well, I actually learned a lot from your episode that I didn't know about.
Okay.
Basically, where I live, everyone thinks it's her. I mean, there was no question.
Well, she's in prison for it.
Yeah. Death row for life so far.
Jesus.
I mean, she's been on death row since I was a child.
I think her husband had a lot to do with it.
Well, listening to your episode, I got a lot of information I didn't know about. Because basically, we all were like, she's guilty. But I learned, because I could get into it. I mean, her house, they had this big, insane fountain in front of their house. I mean, they spent money. That family spent money.
Yeah.
And right after all that happened, they pulled the fountain. They like, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I should have my damn dad in here to talk about it, because he lived it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You know, as an adult.
Yeah.
John Johnson. Oh, he also has to come on the UFO podcast, because my dad thinks UFOs are real. But that's another conversation. We'll talk about that later. Everybody, thanks for listening. You heard Georgia. Subscribe, you know, leave a review if you want, and don't forget, I think the most important thing of all, okay, if you take anything from this podcast, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.